This is KCUR 89.3. It's a significant summer for one of Kansas City's most sacred cultural treasures. The Mutual Musicians Foundation turns 100 years old later this year. The former Union Hall for Black Musicians during segregation is now home to legendary all-night jazz jams. KCUR CJ Janavi reports on how this historic, but sometimes fragile, institution is doing.
It's like the usual scene at 4 o'clock in the morning, only this time, sun's shining in the windows, beaming on the black and white photographs and paintings of jazz heroes crowding the walls of this well-worn room. The people who run the foundation have thrown an open house. Downstairs, there's barbecue and cobbler in the room with the bar, the gleaming white piano, and the mural tracing Kansas City's jazz timeline.
100 years. Somebody clap for 100 years.
As the Mutual Musicians Foundation celebrates a century, it's also got other big plans. To go along with the weekend jams, they're planning spoken word nights and events showcasing newer genres of music to appeal to a younger generation of musicians. Drummer Brad Williams tells everyone to keep an eye out for upcoming events.
Please, all of you Facebook fans, like us on Facebook, connect with us. Please stay in touch with what we're doing. We got a lot going on, so hang out with us. We here.
Problem is, there aren't any upcoming events listed on the foundation's Facebook page. And the foundation's website, which used to be pretty informative and historic looking, is gone. That's because of a lawsuit that's likely to drag on behind the scenes throughout the foundation's celebratory year.
Mutual Musicians Foundation is one of the most important places in not just African American history or the city's history, but world history. That's my mission, to make certain that that continues at a very high level of integrity.
That's Anita Dixon, who'd been acting as executive director and was a public face for the organization. Last August, the foundation announced that it had severed ties with Dixon. She filed a lawsuit. Both sides claim the other mishandled foundation money, among other things. Dixon says the board didn't have the authority to fire her, so she says she's still the executive director, even though she's locked out of the building.
I've made a number of considerable contacts with very high names in jazz, went to visit jazz at Lincoln Center, and I'm continuing keeping those relationships alive through what I've been working on for a number of years. Now, that is very, very important that it just doesn't just fall off.
Except that the current board says Dixon no longer represents them. A Jackson County judge has scheduled a jury trial for next April. And James Hathaway, the foundation's president, has only one thing to say about that.
It's a day of reckoning. When that happens, you will know the full effect of it. Other than that, we here doing what we always done. We haven't missed a beat.
There was no sign of any trouble behind the scenes back at the anniversary party. And folks at the foundation are talking a lot about the next 100 years. Here's James McGee, the organization's program director.
We've got a nice chunk of American history here, and it's about the younger guys kind of standing on that and going forward. Like, how are you going to get your face on the mural in here? What contributions are you going to make?
One of McGee's contributions is a low-powered radio station serving a 3-mile radius. It was supposed to start broadcasting from the foundation a year ago, and McGee promises it'll be on the air this summer. Meanwhile, it's streaming online. And he says the foundation's core musicians will be putting out an album this summer.
And that's going to be one of our first forays into what the future is going to hold. Like, you've got to make more music. It always comes down to the music at the end of the day. This building means nothing. The neighborhood barely means anything without the music.
But older guys like James Hathaway know that computers have changed the way music gets made.
You don't have to sit down at the piano anymore to make music. And that's almost something that I don't know. I only know how to sit down and make music. So we want to bring those guys along. They want to learn more, but they haven't had the opportunity for somebody to really sit them down and work with them on the theory. And they speak of beats. So maybe we can all figure out how to do it and make it work.
Some things won't change.
Being on that stage, it's like I am performing for those people on the wall.
Melissa Ramsey goes by the stage name Ava Bella. She's in her late 30s.
It's just like a spirit. It's like they're hugging me and they're saying, like, this is what this is for. This is what this building's about. This is what you do on this stage.
It's not the first time in the last 100 years that the Mutual Musicians Foundation's been through some management turmoil. And in the next 100 years, probably see some more. But out here in the audience, you kind of get the feeling those spirits are strong enough to protect the place. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovich.